This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The New York Jets have moved on from Aaron Rodgers, and hopefully, oh, please God, hopefully, he'll be with the New York Giants this year. But they move on from Aaron Rodgers under the name of winning now and under building a culture and what's best for the franchise. So every day we go through the options that they have now that they've moved on from Aaron Rodgers, and we decide whether or not they're better off in their culture building and their winning right now process. So today, as every day, 3 a.m. hits, and we spin the wheel of culture quarterbacks.
Shuffles forward now, rears back, rifles it to the end zone, and it's a touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Shadur, buying time, he rifles it back of the end zone. Shadur running to the end zone, breaks a tackle, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Shadur dropped, he curved around the containment on the right side, took it right into the end zone, caught by Owen Goss, and a six-yard run by the quarterback Shadur Sanders.
Snap taken by Shadur, looks to the right, throws the lob into the back of the end zone. Will Shepard goes up high, makes the grab, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Boy, Shadur Sanders feathered that one in there. Shadur Sanders talking to his offensive line, making sure protections are set. Down to two, down to one, got it off in time. Drops to throw, scans, cocks his arm, steps back again, gives ground. Now he runs up in the pocket, whips it back to the end zone, wide open. Cock, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Buying time with his feet was Shadur Sanders.
Snap to Ward, under pressure, he rolls out left. He escapes the pocket. He throws into the end zone. Back in the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Miami.
Ward stands tall in the pocket. Scanning. There's to his left. Still looking. Let it fly toward the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. What a play. What a throw. A gem of a play. Takes the snap. They rush four. He throws. He's got a man out there. It's caught at the 20, 15, 10, 5. To Colby George. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami! 49 yards from Cam Ward to Jacoby George along the right sideline with immaculate precision.
Hey, we might have done it. We might have found an option that I could at least envision being better than Aaron Rodgers. That's exactly what the New York Jets should do. We've gone over all these options of terrible quarterbacks in, you know, Tyrod Taylor and Kirk Cousins and all these guys who can't stay healthy, don't win football games, throw interceptions. Although I shouldn't say that about Tyrod Taylor because he has won almost half of every game he's played in the NFL. But this is the one option. Now, I know it goes against the win now process of the coach who's making every decision based on winning now. But at 7, and the idea, we've already seen mock drafts where the quarterback falls to 7, whether it be Sanders or Ward, these two specific quarterbacks. And this is the two of them. And this is moving up to get them. This isn't some of the other quarterbacks. We put them in a different category. This isn't drafting Jackson Dart later in the game. This isn't finding Milrow in the second round. This is specifically targeting one of the two top quarterbacks in this NFL draft, the two quarterbacks who are deemed to be at least first-round picks, if not at the top of the draft, as most people will tell you. But this is the move to start anew with this franchise, which for me, if you're going to bring in a rookie head coach, if you're going to bring in a rookie GM, why try and catch lightning in a bottle with some washed-up quarterback? Because make no mistake, that's all that's out there. Go out there, make a bold move, go trade up for your future quarterback, and give this franchise a breath of fresh air. And let's be totally honest, with the players who have now voted the owner an F, and it's one of the lowest graded franchise in the league, they don't know this coach, they've already come out with their displeasure about moving from Aaron Rodgers. If you're telling them to their face, it's about winning now, how in the world can you bring in failed quarterbacks? How do you bring in Kirk Cousins, who got benched for a rookie, not because it was just time to see the rookie, but because they had hopes of making the playoffs and had to get rid of his bum ass if they wanted to do that? Like, how do you bring in these failed quarterbacks? How do you bring in a Justin Fields, who was 4-2 and one of the great head coaches in the league, said, nah, I don't care that we're 4-2. I want to go to Russell Wilson. Oh, Russell Wilson's tragically bad the last 3 weeks of the year heading into the playoffs. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to the lesser quarterback. Like, how do you sell these players who are tired of this on lesser options? You sell them on the hope of the future. You sell them on the prospect that you love these quarterbacks, you believe in these quarterbacks, and you go get a Cam Ward, who's the best quarterback in this draft. You go get a Shedeur Sanders, who can be a star in this league and has proven that he can handle the market. He's already rich and famous. He's dealt with a father who's been in the spotlight his entire life. This is the option of all of the options that make the most sense to me for the New York Jets. So finally, we get to the verdict. What do we think? Is this an option the New York Jets should take? Is this a successful spin of the wheel? What should they do? Take a chance on me. Take a chance on him. And I left Marco in here. He had no idea why. We had to hear the song. After that miserable football season where we barely spent any time together, I feel like I haven't heard it. Blast it. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on Cam. Shedeur Sanders, do it. You want to take a chance on Kirk Cousins? For what? I love it. That's all I ask of you. So, yeah, that was Fliegelman's idea to have you sitting here just so you could hear your favorite song.
I hate you both.
It's not like you're busy or anything doing updates.
That's not true, by the way. I just reminded him that it was his idea that he forgot.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I hate you both. And Ryan, because you were involved in this, I don't like you either.
That's fine.
It was good to hear the song, though, wasn't it?
No.
No?
No.
I feel like it's been so long.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
Like, we were just on different schedules, you know. Fleegs leaves me the entire second half of the football season.
Pretty much, yes.
You're, you know, dealing with, you know, the emergency room that has become your living room.
The plague, yes.
Yeah, the plague. I had a bunch of different things, you know, and we just, we lost touch with that song. And I felt like it was important for all of us to have that bonding moment.
It wasn't. And I hate you all.
Okay.
Forever.
Forever?
Yep.
As much as the thought of Kirk Cousins quarterbacking the Jets, more or less?
I don't know if I hate it that much.
So I had you in here. Wait, what do you think? Jets trade up disaster, or would you be, if it's announced the Jets trade up to number two with the Cleveland Browns, how do you feel about it?
Depends on how much they give up, but no, I think that's a good option for them. Look, none of these options are good. Yes, I think that's what you keep hitting on.
That's the
I mean,
whole point.
There's nothing that's there. You look at me and you go,
point
that's,
of the wheel.
This is the one. So if the Jets believe, and I'm a big stickler, if you believe that this is the guy that can take you forward for the next 10 years,
right,
then you move heaven and earth, you go get him. Now, if you don't believe that and you go, I think he might be able to. No, right. Now you made a mistake.
Right.
You made a mistake before you even decided to do anything. So if you have that conviction and one of these guys, you feel like you can go get him and you feel like he can be finally the quarterback for the franchise that they've been looking for,
right,
since Joe Namath, then absolutely, you go and do it. 100%.
I agree. I agree. And that's
I don't see them doing this.
No, me neither. And I'm having fun with it a little bit about, you know, take the chance. I agree with you, though. If they don't believe in these quarterbacks, it's not worth it. But if they do, if they have an inkling that this guy can be that, like, it's just, it's, you find that quarterback, it changes your franchise. And right now, they don't have options. And especially for, like, if they're trying to sell this team on win now and you're trying to build around this young core, you bring in a veteran quarterback who can't win and they go through the same motions with no future prospect. Like, it's just, it's the Jets all over again, man.
And I think you hit the right name, too. I feel like if for the Jets, now remember, this is Woody Johnson. Mm-hmm. Just got the F. We all know the issues. Loves his big-name quarterbacks, right? Yeah. I don't think Kirk Cousins moves the needle anymore.
No.
It did years ago when they wanted to. But Shedeur Sanders does.
Absolutely.
Not Cam Ward.
Right.
But Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I think Cam Ward maybe because I think
that's
most
football
people
wise.
Tell you. Yeah, I know.
That's not what Woody Johnson's looking for. He's looking for the name on the back page, and I think Sanders would be the guy that 100%. He would love to put in place.
I don't disagree with you that he's the bigger name, the bigger star, more of that than even Cam Ward, but I would say the only reason why I would say Cam Ward might do it is because he is the number one quarterback in the NFL draft, like, and that's what most people think. I think that alone, like, has some star name to it. Not as much as Shedeur Sanders, I agree. But it's not like Cam Ward doesn't have any of that. You're talking about the perceived best quarterback in the NFL draft. If they trade up to pick him at one, I mean, that's a sexy thing.
No, I get it. I don't think they're going to go all the way up to one.
Right.
And I do feel like when Woody Johnson push comes to shove, he'll hear, well, they're close, then give me Sanders. There's a conversation that either one of them, then go get me Sanders.
And part if Sanders falls to seven, as Mel Kiper suggests, you have to take him.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
That's where I would take the chance. If he falls to seven, I'm not passing on him.
Yeah, I don't.
Even if I don't love him, I'm not passing on him.
I personally don't love Shedeur Sanders as the prospect for the quarterback. I don't. Now, obviously, I could be wrong, but I don't feel like every year we talk about, well, this guy could slide here, this guy could. There's two quarterbacks that we're talking about in the first round. If anything, I think we're going to wind up with three or four in the first round more than I'm going to see a guy slide.
100%.
We don't see guys slide 100%. That go from one all of a sudden and they wind up getting picked 10th. There's something wrong unless there's an injury because someone will pull the trigger. Someone will move up. Someone will say, I can't walk past it. And I think a lot of it's also just chatter. There's a lot of talk between now and the draft.
Yeah.
And, well, he's the number one pick. Or, no, he's going to slide all the way down to 12. And look at my new latest mock draft.
Yeah.
I don't buy that Sanders is there at 7. If the Jets want him, they're going to have to go up and get him.
No, I don't disagree. I'm saying if it were to happen. But you're right. Like, remember, like, no better example than Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield wasn't the first pick in the draft until, like, 12 hours before the draft. Like it was Sam Darnold. It was not Baker Mayfield. And then suddenly it was just announced Cleveland loves Baker Mayfield. Like there is speculation, nonsense. Who knows? You're right. Shedeur Sanders might be the number one pick, but that goes for other things too. Like people, Giant fans in particular. Oh, just take Jackson Dart in the second round. You're not getting Jackson Dart in the second round. You're right. These guys are all gonna get. They're all gonna get drafted.
If you want, and that's something for the Giants. If you're looking at a Giant fan, and you say Jackson Dart, and I can see that thought process. Get the best player. If you don't get Matthew Stafford, whatever, and you're looking at Jackson Dart, then guess what? You're gonna have to trade back into the first
100%.
Round, and you're gonna have to get him late in the first round, a la think like a Lamar Jackson. There's two reasons. One, because someone else will pluck him, and two, you also want that fifth-year option if you got a quarterback that you don't want to take him in the second round.
Right.
You'd rather take him at pick number 28 as opposed to
pick
34.
30. Yeah, no, I agree.
So these are all things that come into play. And if you gotta it's not just the game of deciding whether or not they're value. It's also just really deciding you're handing your keys of your franchise and your job to a player. You better be damn well sure that you feel good about that. And that's something that you're gonna have to move up to do that.
No, I don't disagree. So, I mean, but moving up, I mean, that is a significant thing. Do you think that they should take the chance?
Oh, if you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance on the unseen.
He approves. Marco approves.
Take a chance on me.
Take the chance.
If you need me, let me.
All right, that's enough. I've tortured him enough. Thank you very much. That is a banger right here. Wait, hold on. One more time.
If you're all alone.
I love how you say that. That's breaking it
when
down.
When it kicks in.
What kick into
that's
what?
When the beat kicks in.
There's one beat.
No, that extra drum kicks in. Up until that point, it's just kind of like bump, 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 bump. Yeah. Come on, you know where it kicks in.
Real banger.
Stop it. It is a banger. All right, thank you very much, Marco. I appreciate you hanging out and dealing with that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I don't know how you hate me. I played a song for you. It's a bit strong. Yeah, I'm sure there is. All right. Oh, we got one more. That's right. I said yesterday we're going to judge. Also, we had Marco in there, so we had a little bit of fun, and we got sidetracked. But every day we are going to take the comments of Aaron Glenn in his press conference at the Combine about what a quarterback, what a New York Jet Aaron Glenn quarterback looks like. And we're going to judge those comments on the candidate that we spun the wheel. So Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, do they measure up to his expectations of what a quarterback for the New York Jets should be?
Listen, I look for guys that love football. I look for guys that are highly competitive. And I look for guys that endear themselves to their teammates. We're looking for smart, tough, aggressive, and resilient players.
Well, I can't tell you I know for sure that they do measure up to those standards. And we would find out if they were to be here. But I can tell you this. About 75% of the wheel quarterbacks I know don't represent those factors. And at least there is a chance that these two quarterbacks will. So, look, it's not about winning now with this pick. I get it. I do think you have to love them. There's circumstances to it. We're just having fun with the wheel a little bit. But that is about as good an option for me, looking at the Jets and their future and where they sit currently. I don't want to take a lesser quarterback, attempt to win, which I don't think I can with a lot of them. Like, once I moved on from Aaron Rodgers, like, we've gone over two names, Stafford and one of these two picks. Those are by far, and we'll find out if they're the only, but so far, by far, the best options for the New York Jets, because Stafford does provide you those qualities, and he does provide you winning football and a very good chance. In fact, I would say a excellent chance to end your playoff drought. Other than that, why start the rebuild in a year or two? You've got a bunch of young players here you're making decisions on. You've got a bunch of young, talented players you're going to have to pay. I'd rather have the young quarterback on the rookie contract, especially drafted, as Marco said, in the first round, where I'm not going to have to pay him until that, you know, sixth year, theoretically. I know some of these guys want their contract earlier, and they typically get it. But, like, I don't have to pay this guy for a bunch of years. I'll be able to put money around. I'll be able to pay some of these young, good quality players that I believe in right now, as opposed to in a year from now, and I don't know about the quarterback. So for me, Matthew Stafford makes a lot of sense for the New York Jets. And so does trading up and taking a chance on one of these top two quarterback prospects.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.